Vince.
Hey,
you're with us, Vince?
Everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Can't complain, man.
How's your Christmas go?
Christmas went great. My wife got me something I love dearly, a nice big barbecue grill. So she know I love to cook, so she made my year with that one.
You know, they're asking me what my best gift they ever got was. It was a box of meat. All kinds of different meat, huh? How many guys would love meat in a grill more than us?
Exactly. You know, I'm not hard to please, and she knew that. So this is the perfect gift, so.
Well, Vince, we've been talking all afternoon about the Miami game mostly and maybe some of the playoff prospects. And I'll ask you, most people here that have called in are concerned about the slow first half start by the New England Patriots. How did you see that game unfolding?
Well, I mean, I understand what they're saying, and we thought the same thing. You know, every week we go in saying, you know, we want to start a football game fast and get to a good start so we can, you know, get offenses out of their game playing defensively. But we didn't see a 17-0 down, and it was like, you know, everybody, you know, was like, what we need to do. And basically what we need to do is just get back to fundamentals. They just made more plays than we did in the first half. So once we got in the halftime, you know, it wasn't much to, you know, correct. It was just saying, hey, we need to play better if we want a different outcome. And for the second half, we came out and started playing better, started making plays. And I kept saying all we needed was one play to get us going. And I think the fumble recovery, I think, once that happened, okay, now it's like, okay, now it's time to play. But we can't do that going forward. We're going to have to be able to start fast and finish out ball games, especially when you talk about getting in the postseason. If you can't do that, it'll be, you know, your season will be over quick. So we have one more game, you know, to come out and actually make some improvement against the Buffalo Bills team that offensively is putting up a lot of yards, putting up a lot of points. You saw what they did to Denver last week. So, once again, we have a challenge ahead of us. What we want to do about it is all up to us.
I'm going to go back to, I think, one of your most classic lines was when the lady asked you, what did that ball look like on the ground?
Football.
You think it looks like a turkey? A football.
Yeah, a football.
I've seen enough on them. That's what I do. I jump on them.
But you know what? To be honest with you, I probably haven't had a fumble recovery that much cleaner career. Just seeing the ball lay down there and well, that's the ball. Hold on, let me jump on it. So it was one of those things where, you know, most of the time when you're going after the ball, you're fighting, you're tugging. That one I didn't have to do. You know, the only thing I had to do was just land on it and actually get going. And I think that's all we needed from a team standpoint. And offensively, they went out there and then we started moving the ball and, you know, we started getting some stops from defense. And then the game started to settle in and we got a chance to actually, you know, run a couple of things that we put in that we thought can be successful against them. But in the first half, we couldn't do that because they were on their game plan. They didn't have to change much, you know. So we had to come out and force them to change something. And then, after, you know, once they change, then we can do different things.
You know, last week when I talked about Denver for a second, you're going up and you're playing against an offense you don't see much of. And their blocking was a little different. They came out and they stayed with the doubles. They weren't doing as much tagging. You know, it was a very physical game. You got to come back here after that game, lose a night's sleep. And I thought before the game that you'd start off a little slower because you're just an adjustment. You're playing a tough game. And Miami came out flying, you know, with the running the blitzes and things of that nature. But back in that Denver game, similar thing happened. They were going up and down the field, and then the turnover started. And it kind of popped their bubble a little bit. Could you feel the same kind of emotion kind of drain a little bit from Miami when that happened? We talked about the fumble, similar to what happened in Denver.
Well, you know, I didn't feel it changed from the Dolphins standpoint. I kind of felt it changed from a Patriots standpoint where, you know, once we got the turnover, it was like all the light bulbs went off in our head. It was like, okay, let's get it going. And I think after it, we got it going. I thought on the sideline that we was going to lose the game. I never thought that, you know, the guys gave up. I never thought that. I thought that. And once again, it shows, you know, this team is a classy team. And you know what, to be down 17-0, a lot of teams probably would have packed it in. But you know, I looked around, I didn't see no panic. I didn't see anybody yelling at one another. Going to the locker room, there wasn't no yelling. It was just, hey guys, we got to play better. They are just making more plays than us. So once we got the fumble, once we got the turnover, seeing our team come to life, then actually the Dolphins going to the chair because it and plays, but I think we started making more plays when it mattered, and that's what that was the game.
You know, Vinny, I think the similar thing happened in Denver, and it shows character for you guys. No one was pointing fingers. Nobody was crying and smashing their helmets.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You guys stayed together, and that bodes well going to the playoffs. You have the adversity, and you guys handle it so well as a team. You build continuity.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's one thing you can do. With a team like, you know, we have with, you know, when you talk about mental toughness, you know, showing the character of your team, this team went through a lot this year, ups and downs. I mean, and no one never pointed the finger. I mean, we all came in each week and say, we got to, you know, we got to do better. We have to improve. And that was our game plan. That's our game plan every week. You know, it's going to be the same thing this week. Hey, we got one more game. We have to improve. After this, it's a one game season. So we got to put all our eggs in this basket and say, hey, we got to go out and start making more plays earlier. And start getting off to a faster start. And if we could do that, and we, not once have we played 60 minutes of complete football yet. And I tell the team all the time, I say, I want to see how that looked to play a complete 60-minute ball game, as a New England Patriots. Because we have yet to do it. You know, we served three quarters, we served 55 minutes, but we haven't played 60 minutes, from ball snaps to the first play of the game to the end of the snap. We haven't come together for those full 60 minutes yet. And I want to see what it looked like when we actually do come together. And, you know, it's a great time to start this week, heading and, you know, going to having Buffalo come to us and then into the postseason. It'll be great if we can get that started this week because we're going to need it.
What do you have to do during the week to translate into 60 minutes of football on Sunday?
Just keep pounding in our head. You know what? Start fast, make plays early. We don't wait till, you know, we need a play or when we down, you know, two scores to actually make a play. And I think a lot of times, you know, we see things, but we don't trust. We don't trust our technique. We don't trust the film we watch. We don't trust our instincts. And that sometimes you have to, you know, you're going to have to trust them because if you see a formation or you hear someone say something, you heard it before, you have to be able to trust yourself and just going by what you saw film and tendencies that they show, you have to be able to trust yourself to make plays. I don't think you're not getting too many bobble balls up in the air where, you know, you come down with an interception. Sometimes you're going to have to take the ball away. Sometimes you're going to have to know, hey, in this situation, they're going to do this. And I think for the most part, we'd be right, but it's like we're scared to make the play on the ball or we're scared to take that one step to set up the blocker. You know, it's just little things like that. So I think we just got to start, you know, it's to the point now where you're going to have to start making those plays. You're going to have to start trusting your technique and trusting what you see and believe it and actually get after the guy. And until we do that, we're going to always have little problems. But we got to do that. If we do that, I'm telling you, this team will be they'll be very happy with outcome.
Vince, given the history of the last 2 years in the playoffs, how important is home field advantage throughout the playoffs?
It's not important. It's not important. I mean, we was, you know, whatever seed we was last year and the year before that, whatever, however you want to slice it. You know, to me, it's not important, you know, because we've shown where, you know, week off didn't do us no justice. You know, so to me, I really don't care. I just want to be able to get better as a football team. That's my main goal. I care less way we play. I want to be able to get better as a football team because the teams that we're going to be playing, starting with this week with Buffalo, there's no slouches. These teams are no slouches. They're these teams, Buffalo, them beat us already this year. And after this, the teams that's in the playoffs, they're in the playoffs for a reason. So we're going to have to match intensity starting this week. We can't wait till the postseason and say we're going to, you know, start playing. No, it don't work like that. We're going to start playing this week against a division rival who already beat us this year. And I'm pretty sure they licking their chops and with their offense, they're probably sitting back there saying, we're going to go into Foxborough and beat the crap out of them two times. You know, we're going to beat them twice in a year. You know, so we're going to have to step up to the challenge. We're going to have to step up to the challenge, but it starts this week. It don't start no other week. You can't think about next week. It starts with this week with the Buffalo Bills coming to town.
You know, Vincent, a lot of people are talking about the losses last couple of years into the playoffs in the first round. And there's two ways to look at it. A lot of times people will be apprehensive. The players are saying, well, you know, what's going to happen? Or you were talking about the character building over the last couple of games. How do you think you guys are going to look at it, saying, you know what, I'm pissed off we didn't make it past the first round. It's not going to happen again.
Well, I think we have a different ball club. I think, you know, the people in general that's playing are different people. You know, they love the game. They're passionate about what they're doing, and it shows. So the more we can do that and the more we can play like that, the better it'll be. We can't look at last year's or the year before because this is the ball club. And this ball club that I have now, it's just a tough, 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 mentally tough football team. And we haven't had that, you know, in years back. But now we have a tough, mentally challenged football club. Whatever goes on the field, they will not go on a shell. They will not panic. They will not lose concentration. They will not lose focus. And you can win with ball clubs like that. So I'm excited about this week, getting it all started. And hopefully everyone else is, you know, but if I feel this way, I'm pretty sure everyone else is feeling the same way because, you know, this team is just an amazing team when it comes down to character.
Well, Vince, you're doing some great work with the Diabetes Foundations, and there's still time before the end of the year to help Vince Wilfork and EMD Millipore tackle diabetes. Participants who sign up for the season get to meet Vince Wilfork at a VIP reception. For details, please go to joslin.org/Wilfork. EMD Millipore is a division of Merck KGaA of Germany. Vince, thanks for joining us today, and good luck on Sunday.
Good luck, Vince.
Same. Sounds good, fellas, and happy holidays to you.
God bless you on the holidays, brother.
You too, my friend.
Buddy.